Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. Can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity for all of us to come together to be able to share in the study of God's holy word. What a privilege it is. And so we thank God for you tuning in. Tonight, Pastor Jasper has a word that the Holy Spirit has placed within his belly to be able to deliver in the name of Jesus. So we're excited about that. We are fresh back from the International Leadership Summit from Orlando, Florida with Bishop Jakes. And I will tell you that it was a powerful time in the Lord. We thank God to be able to have attended. We thank God that we came back with a fresh anointing, infused and refreshed, praise God. And as the Holy Spirit downloaded into us, it is our certainly desire and to be able to download into our congregants and local congregation as well as our online congregation. So we just give God all the praise and honor and glory. It was truly, truly a blessing. And we certainly thank God for us being able to attend. It was an awesome time in the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's broadcast. Hallelujah. We always usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise because indeed he is worthy to be praised because he is such a wonderful and awesome God. There is none, nowhere. Look, you can look high and low, and I tell you, you will not find any, no one greater than our God. And we're going to begin the program with a song by Vashon Mitchell, just to confirm, hallelujah, nobody greater. Listen and be blessed.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Came to say, nobody greater,
nobody greater,
no matter what you.
Amen, amen, amen. You can search all over and you will not find anybody, nobody greater than our God. Oh, yes, Lord, we just give you all the praise. We lift you up. We magnify your holy name. Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you again, once and again, for the opportunity, Lord God, to come together to share in the study of your word, Father. Indeed, you are a great and glorious God. Indeed, there is none like you. Lord, we just give you the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that has tuned in tonight. We pray, Lord God, for them individually and collectively, Father, that you meet them at whatever point of need that they may have. If there are those that need healing, Lord God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, Father God. We speak forth their healing and declare in the name of Jesus healing throughout their bodies from the crown of the head down to the soles of the feet, Father God. If there's someone, Lord God, tonight that may have lack in any area of their life, Lord, fulfill that need. Meet the lack, Lord God. If there's someone, relationships that need to be restored, Heavenly Father, let not the enemy have his place, Father, but bring forth restoration, restore love amongst the brethren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore love amongst family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just move as only you can, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord God. We give you all the honor and the praise. Now, Lord, we ask that you anoint Pastor Jasper afresh tonight, Lord God. Not of him, but all of you, Lord God. Speak forth your word through his vocal cords, Lord God, that it will go forth and it will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit now, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank God for this word. Thank God for the Pastor Thompson. Thank God for you. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to pray for his word, to share his word with his people. They be a blessing to them, Lord. They move me out of the way, Father, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit and let your Holy Word guide and direct us, Lord, and just pray to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Not going to be before you long. People always say that. Nick, be before you long enough to get the word out to you. Amen. On this hour, amen. To be a blessing to you. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we're coming from King James Version. Turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, please. We're going to be in the 18th verse. I know your verse sounds familiar to you. You heard probably 100,000 times, but it's still powerful. Still the word of God. God said, heaven and earth should pass away, but my words should not pass away. For God's word is going to be here. When everything that passes away, God's holy word is going to be here. But everything's going to be okay right now. Amen. Let's get into Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 19:20. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus came after Jesus' resurrection. He's coming for the disciples. Amen. The disciples after the resurrection. And Jesus said, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power given unto me.
All power.
In heaven and in earth. Man, it was a transformation. Amen. Took place, amen. Out of the resurrection, all power given to me. Talking to the disciples, talking to us as well. All power, not some, not power, all power. And you can't imagine how much power it is. You can't even imagine in your mind how much power Jesus is speaking of. I know I can't. It'd be on our comprehension what he's talking about. But it's enough power to be defeated by. Amen. He said all power, not some power, but all power, praise God. Thank God for that. Is given unto me in heaven and in earth. not anyone else. He said, unto him, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. No, he ain't sharing with nobody else in that format there. He's going to do some things, go through the Holy Spirit. But he tells us, in that moment, all power was given to him. He tells his disciples, he tells us, go ye therefore and teach. That's the work to do. All nations, not some, but all nations, this is globally, all nations internationally, all nations, United States of America, all nations, Africa, Israel, Russia, Ukraine, all nations, Spain, Australia, amen, South America, North America, Central America, all nations, Ireland, amen, all nations, UK, all nations, amen, all nations, that's a lot of work to do, all nations, amen, and so nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Powerful. Teaching them to observe all things, all things whatsoever I have commanded you, amen, and lo, I am with you. How long?
Always.
And even until the end. It's going to be an end somewhere. You say Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, so we're crazy good. But somebody else is going to be the end. Until the end of the world. Amen. Somebody feel like the end of the world now, but it's not the end yet. We got flood, got wars, ruin of the world, wars. He said those things going to happen. He prophesied those things going to come to pass. Amen. But right now, it's not the end just yet, saints. It's not an end. But one day, you're going to be called to meet him up in the air. We raptured out of here one day. Amen. Praise God. But this verse here signifies a lot of things Jesus was referring to from that moment, even up to this very day, over 2,000 years ago. Even to this very day, it's still true. Amen. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit tonight for a little while here on today. Amen. Talking about the things Christ was spoken of. Amen. As a topic for you today, as a topic, what your DM on today. What's your DM? Not direct messaging, but what's your DM stand for? What's your divine mission on today, saint? What's your divine mission for today? Amen. I heard Mother Perry talking about that. Come up. You got mail? Okay. Hey, this still going on. You got mail. Do you have divine, what's your divine mission on today? Amen. What's your divine mission on today? Amen. This is what Jesus is talking about here. What's your divine mission? What's your DM? Not your direct message, but your divine mission on this hour, amen? More important than your direct message. It's more important than that, praise God. But this is what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was saying to us, to the saint at that time about, you know, about what he's trying to do for us and in us and through us, amen? He was trying to give us an understanding of his word. He was trying to get an understanding of what lies ahead pertaining to the mission he has decided us to be on right now, amen. So what the mission? What's your divine mission for this hour? For salvation of soul to the glory of God, amen. This should be on your list. It should be a list. It should be your commission, because that is the great commission. It's not just a word. It's a commandment of God. Praise God. It's a command for us to go into all the world, amen. It's command of God, amen. It's not up for debate. It's a command of God. It's a spiritual commandment of God for us to do those things. And for his divine will, for his divine purpose, amen, for being sent by God to do the will of God, to do the purpose of God here on this earth, amen. That's what we're saved for. We're not saved just to pull onto the side and just give it, you know, and be to just go to hell. We're here to do a work for the kingdom. We're here to do kingdom work, amen. We're here about the Father's business, kingdom business, about the Father's business. And then what Jesus kind of illustrated, trying to tell us, and then what he did in his public ministry. He was doing kingdom work. Amen. We should be doing kingdom work. But Jesus said that same power he gave himself, the same power he gave us out of the day of Pentecost, that same power to be a dude from on high, through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We got that power in us, saint, to do those things that God called for us to do, amen, to proclaim those things in Jesus' name, amen. And we should be doing that. He gave us power to accomplish those things, to defeat, and to cast out devils, and to heal the sick, and to do those things he called and commanded us to do as a child of the Most High God. Amen. So that's our mission. That's our purpose. for today, one of them, amen. He gave the power to accomplish that purpose here on the earth of deliverance for the people to repent and sin, receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, amen. He was shed that precious blood on Calvary cross for the remission of our sin and your sin, because
yes,
he was our substitution for us and for you, amen, and for the world. Just to behold, become the Lamb of God, amen, take away the sins of the world, amen, who are propitiated for sin through Jesus Christ and through his blood, amen. So we got a lot to rejoice in on this hour, a lot to rejoice in. So what is your DM on today? What is your divine mission for this hour? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to share something that with you on this hour, because in the Word of God, Jesus teaches and he talks about that with his disciples. And we're talking about for mankind, for humankind, for womankind, for the salvation of the world, through the Word of God. Jesus let us know that this is what he was here for. This is what he was sent for. Amen?
Amen.
It was prophesied in the Old Testament until the New Testament. It was prophesied about things of Christ, the things that he was going to do, the things that were going to happen. And it came through 42 generations, praise God, generation of this world, generation of mankind. He came through the 42 generations. Amen? Son of Man, the Son of God. And he defined it to a virgin named Mary. Amen? By the power of God. Amen? To put that together and made that come forth, amen, in history now, but in the true history of the Word of God to fulfill God's desire and God's word upon this earth, amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about that for the time being. But Jesus, he characterized the mission toward the disciples about how he authenticate the Word of God, the power of God in his life through his public ministry. And he gave that to his disciples as well, giving that power out of the day of Pentecost to do a great and mighty work for the kingdom of God. God giving that to us as a child of God and a believer, a born again believer in Christ Jesus. We have that power in Christ Jesus by faith. We have that power because we are saved by grace of God. Amen. John 5:37, you can find the Word of God, John 6:57, and John 8:18. He's going to talk about that thing Jesus referring to about the power of God. John 8:29, give you some verses, go look up. Look over another time. But these are some of the words, saints. Some of you already know this word, that we should be living out the word each and every day in our life. Amen. By the things of God. Jesus spoke about those things, but about when he finds faith on earth when he returns. He said, I go prepare a place for you. But we have to find faith on the earth when I return back. Don't let your heart draw cold. No, don't have a reprobate mind. Amen. Don't be filled with anything. Just learn to trust in God and stand here, hold the word, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, no matter what's happening from day to day, no matter what's going on the marketplace, amen, no matter what's going on that job, in your home, in your marriage, in your single life, man or woman, just learn to trust in God, lean out to your own understanding. Trust in his word, abide in his word may abide in you. And we were talking before that favor of God, how long the favor of God lasts? It lasts a lifetime, amen. We thank God for that favor of God in your life and my life. That favor of God lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
And, you know, we thank God for that. You know, a lot of those benefits, a lot of those special benefits that God gave us through Christ Jesus, amen. He ain't counting enough of them. You know, and to count the blessings, amen. See the thing the Lord has done. But God gives us great things in him, and he's always faithful to us, no matter what. He's always faithful. You know, sometimes we go astray, but he's always faithful, amen. And he's great. His mercy is sufficient for us. Even when we go astray, we can repent of it. Amen? And come back to God. Amen? Like the prodigal son came out to his father, we can come out to our heavenly father. As we've done our repentance, doing the thing we need to do, be convicted by sin, come to God, and God will take us in. Amen?
Yeah.
It's not too late. When you got breath in your body, you return back to the Savior. Return back to our heavenly father, Yahweh. Return back to Elohim. Amen? Praise God for his word. Can get back on track here. Amen. God, we thank you for your word. We thank God for Jesus in our life. We thank God for God working things out for our good. You know, through Christ Jesus, the today DM, your divine mission is being a representation of Christ. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, through being an ambassador for Christ, amen, in your Christian walk each and every day, praise God. You should be changed from glory to glory, amen, inside out. I mean, won't he make you clean? On the inside, amen. David said, Lord, create me a clean heart, amen. Renew your spirit in me. Create a clean heart, amen. And fill me with your Holy Spirit to defend me so I can walk by faith and not by sight. Not to walk in the flesh, but to walk in the spirit of God. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. And God will mold and shape you from day to day. Amen. We need a mold and shaping from day to day for the things of God in our life. So we're walking from day to day. We change from glory to glory. His glory, not our glory, but his glory. Amen. Supersize anything else in our life. And we thank God for that in our life. We thank God for his great word, his great commission. And Jesus commissioned a disciple and commissioned us to do those things the way he called to do. He sent them out by twos. Amen. I give them power from on high. They had a mission to do. Amen. They had a work to do for the kingdom of God. We got work to do now, saints, for the kingdom of God. That has not changed. And he sent them out by twos. He sent them out to, he said, those who receive me, receive you, receive the word, receive me. Amen. He told them, if they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet, but keep on going. No matter what happens, just shake the dust off and keep on going. And if your peace return back to me, okay then. Keep on moving on down the line. Amen. Don't stop. Keep on moving. Amen. And he stated in Matthew 10:40, some of the things of God in Mark chapter 9 and verse 37. But you keep on moving in Christ. You keep on doing what God called, command you to do and put in your life. Jesus carried out his, Jesus had a mission. He carried out his mission. Amen. From day to day. Through his year of ministry with his disciples, he carried out his mission each and every day. Amen. In the fullness of that, he was full of obedience to God. Oh, Lord, help us to be obedient to God, obedient, fellowship, and sacrifice. He carried out full obedience to God. He always did the thing that pleased the Father. Do you always do the thing that pleased your heavenly Father? Ain't get no help here. But do you always do the thing that pleased your heavenly Father? But that's what should be our desire, to please God. Amen. And all we say, all we do, amen, and our work and so forth, because that's what we saved for. We saved for. He worked with you in Christ Jesus, not for just doing so, just be doing so. God got a plan for our life. Amen. Praise God. A good plan, a great plan, a spiritual plan, a supernatural plan for our life to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. And God sent us out to do great and mighty work. Whether you got talent or not talent, you're a born-again believer. You're a disciple for Christ. You're an ambassador for the things of God. Amen. You're part of his sonship. You're part of his lordship in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're part of the family of God. So you got some work to do. Amen. As a believer in Christ, a born-again believer in Christ, there's some work for you to do as well. Amen. Not just for those that in leadership. You part of the ship, too. You're part of that fellowship. Amen. You're in that ship, too. You're part of the relationship with Christ, with God. You're part of that ship. Amen. Yeah. You're part of that ownership. Yeah, in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that part of that, part of that worship, praise God, in Christ. So you part of that. Don't stay on the sideline. Get involved. Get into the game. Amen. Get into the game of game, recognize game. Get into the game of things with Christ and let God mold and shape you for you throughout your life. Amen. Jesus spoke, he was speaking to the disciple as well about giving words of wisdom, but talking about that spiritual work we had to walk in, according to John chapter 7 and 16, John chapter 8, verse 26, and John chapter 9, verse 4. And he's talking about work of the kingdom. They were speaking of that work of the kingdom. Amen. Jesus had a divine mission he had to do. He had to go and do something God called, commanded to do. For he was the savior of the world. He is the savior of the world. And also, he had a mission that God that he had on to do. Amen. And it was given a command by Heavenly Father. Jesus sent out the disciple, you and I, in his day and time, his followers, amen, to do great and mighty work for the kingdom of God, amen, and to for the saved and unsaved, for the just and unjust. It still goes on today. That mission has not changed. The Great Commission has not changed. It's just a different day and time, but the word is still true. No matter what you look at, that word is still true. The word has not changed, amen. We might change from day to day, but the word of God, we never change. We never lose our power, praise God. Amen? Amen. We thank God for the whole word. But Jesus sent out his disciples, about two, the believers, the born-again believers, amen, blood-washed believers, those two, amen, the pastors, he sent out the pastors, the ministers, praise God, send them out today. The prophets, the prophetess, send them out today, amen. The deacons, yes, deacon go to, send them out, amen. The elders, send them out, amen. He sent all these people out, and he does today. Witnesses for the things of God, for the things of Christ. He sent them out to go and speak of the good news, speak of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, to go and bring them in, to go and have you to hedges, amen, call them to come in, to my house, my house may be full. Call to come into the kingdom of God, to the things of Christ, amen. My brother, my sister, my saved, my unsaved, he ran on just and unjust, amen. Jesus died for them as well, and he died for us. He died for them too. We had to go, sometimes I had to go out and get them and bring them in. Compel them to come in, the word says. Compel them with the love of God to come in. We walk by faith, not by faith. We compel our brothers and sisters to come in and to the house of God, to come in. And you can't give them to the house. Take them to them where they are. Amen. Take them to where they are. Bring that food, bring that word to wherever they are. Amen. They might not come to church. They might not come to the building. You bring them, Jenna, he sends yourself out. He sends you out. He sends me out. He sends out where they are. Amen. In the marketplace. Amen. In the school. In the schools. Amen. And in the job that we go to. And where you are in your businesses. Or where you are, God sends you out to be a representative for him.
Yes.
You're representing Christ. And Christ in you, amen, and you live that life before other people, amen, say Christ in you and Christ in one another. Allow Christ to abide in you and your word and your deed, amen. And some people need to clean their word up, amen. That tongue, amen. Ooh, that tongue is something else, amen. But that word needs to be cleansed in your heart, in your mind, your spirit, so you can speak the things of God. You be grace to the hearer, to hear the word of God, amen. Jesus said, power loud and tell. Let your tongue be a power. And be a substance and be a faith to the people you speak to, amen. And let God work that thing out for you good in your life, amen. And we thank God for that as well. So let Christ work in your heart and work in your spirit to clean out the old man and to develop the new man, the new creation of Christ in your life from day to day, amen. For we walk daily in the things of God, and God needs to clean us up from time to time, amen. And we thank God for that. But Jesus was speaking about that. He was speaking about the things of God. He's speaking about the kingdom of God, amen, is at hand right now. And the kingdom of God is in you. It's in us. It's in me. The kingdom of God is within us, amen. The power of God is within us through the Holy Spirit. It's within us, amen. And those signs are some of the signs of the true believer in Christ. That's some of the signs. Healing the sick, lay hands on the sick, amen. Raising the dead, praise God. Amen. Signs of miracles, signs of wonder that we do in Christ Jesus, amen. The kingdom of God is in us. And when people come before that power of God in our life, God will manifest it for his good. Amen. The manifestation of that power should come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. So we have that gift in earthen vessels. Amen. And treasure in us through the word of God. Praise God. By grace are you saved. Amen. Through faith. We have faith in impossible. Please, God. So you got to have faith that. You get that mustard seed of faith in your life, amen. God give you a measure of faith to every man. But that by faith are you saved, and not of yourself. It's not by yourself, but it's the gift of God, amen. Not of works, these any man or woman should boast, amen. Not of works. It's not that. Christ did the work. He completed the work. He finished the work. For we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, created in Christ Jesus, amen. We are his workmanship. That we should be doing. That divine mission that God called us to do, amen. That DM, that divine mission we should walk in, we should do on a daily basis, on a daily life. That divine mission God called you to do and to share, to teach, and to disciple people, to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That divine mission we have, amen, that God gives us through Christ Jesus, amen. You find little verses in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, amen. But we are workmanship in Christ Jesus unto good works, amen. So we come to born again in Christ Jesus, washed by the blood of Jesus. We got work to do. We don't just sit on the bench, be a bench warmer. We get involved, we get in the midst and do what God called, commands to do, and true in the Most High God, amen. There's work to be done, amen. Work to be done. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So like you live each and every day. Yes, not I, but Christ. Not himself, but Christ lives in me. Do Christ live in you today? Say, but Christ lives in me. Amen? So let Christ live. Say, and the life he lives now, the life he lives now, which he lives now, amen, he lives through the power of God through the flesh. Amen? He don't live in the flesh. He don't walk in the flesh. He walk in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. But he in the flesh, in fleshy form, but he lives in the life of Christ while he lives on this earth. Amen? And he does that by faith, amen. By faith through the word of God, through the Son of God. You know, he loved me and gave himself for me, found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. But Paul was saying that Jesse life now. He's not what he used to be. Because he's usually a Christian, a believer. But God gave a transformation in life through the power of God on the road to Damascus. And that changed, and that changed life forever. Amen. He wrote most of the New Testament. Apostle Paul did. Praise God. And thank God for his testimony. Thank God for his life. Amen. And it wasn't teaching roses. It was the life that God used to his glory. Amen. For God commanded his love towards you and I, for us. And then while, the love of God, while we were yet sinners, on down, we onto a devil hell, we were on the way to a devil hell, Christ died for us, you and I, for the unsaved, for the ungodly, and the for unrighteous, he died for us. Amen. According to Romans chapter 5, verse 8, he died for you and I, where we yet without hope in the world, where we on the way according to Romans 3:23 and 6:23 for the things of God, for the sin and death, but through God, through Christ Jesus, we get eternal life, amen. But before it was death, before it was death, it was the devil of hell. But now through Christ Jesus, we're heaven bound. We're heaven bound now through the blood of Jesus. We're heaven bound now, praise God. But we still got a mission to do. We still got work to do, saint. We still got work to do. Mission. Mission comprehends, amen, the authority of the one who sent you. Whoever sent you, Jesus was sent by God. He sent out the disciples. Now he sent us out, amen, through the word of God. He sent us out to do the work he called to do, kingdom work, amen. And also he will be obedient to the end. Should we be obedient as well to the things of God, to the word of God? Amen. We should have been for the task, for the assignment he's given us. God provides for the holy anointing. He provides for the holy power through the Holy Spirit. He provides for the holy word of God. So, hello. So we should take and apprehend that authority we have through Christ Jesus. Amen. And activate our faith in what we do from day to day and give God the glory for it. To give God all the glory for it because he allowed for that to happen. And we in his covenant blessing. Amen. We have covenant agreement with the things of God. And God will provide for us, and God protect us, and God keep us sound of mind, body, and spirit, and we work the things of God in our life for the kingdom of God, for our kingdom assignment, amen, aka our kingdom assignment here on this earth, amen. You should have one by now. It should be working out by the power of God. What God called, commands you to do, that should be your DM, that should be your divine mission wherever you go at. No matter what it is, large or small, it's something for the kingdom of God, amen. Your divine mission should be something that a glorified God, amen. It tells them out about Christ, amen. You are NT. You are a New Testament believer, praise God, amen. You are on your New Testament mission for the things of God, praise God, amen. So you're born again by the power of God, and you got work to do that God called you to do through Christ Jesus, amen. And this work is a great work. It's a mighty work. And God gives power to accomplish that work in and through him, amen. It's a mission that God provides for us in mission. Amen. The mission of the ministry of Jesus Christ to do the work God called to do, to get the word out. What word is that? To get the word out about Jesus died for a lost world. Amen. He died, death, burial, and resurrection, but he died for the kingdom, for our sake. Amen. We may have eternal life through him. Praise God. So he did the work. He did the work for that. All we have to receive is by faith. All we have to do is say, by faith, the work is already done. He already paid the price for your sin and my sin, so the work is already done. Amen. Just receive it, praise God. Receive the word. Receive it by the grace of God, by the power of God, by his mercy, and by his dispensation of his grace, we have that power in us through Christ Jesus, amen. So learn to do that. Learn to have faith in God, and God will keep you strong while you're doing the mission, doing what he called you to do, amen, as a child of Most High God, amen. Learn to stay in focus with the word of God and the thing he called you to do. In this ministry of Jesus Christ, his word is strong in us than it was before. But we grow from day to day. We should be growing, developing, and saying our spiritual maturity should be growing up in the things of the Lord. It should be growing down. We should be growing from day to day. Our daily bread is in him, amen. Our daily bread, our power, our comfort, our joy, whatever we need in Christ Jesus, we should be a daily walk with the things of God. We should get stronger from day to day, amen. We should be growing from day to day. We should be maturing from day to day in the things of God. Because Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and forever. So what changed? The word did not change. So we should Jesus proceeded to send us even for the greatest before, as a child of Most High God, as follower of the faith. Amen? In Christ Jesus, let our divine mission come to pass to us in our lives through the work of God in unity of the Spirit. Praise God, we're the battle of Christ. We need God to help us to be more challenging in the faith and to more to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. What are your divine mission on today? What are your DM? What are your divine mission on today? I'm glad you asked, my wife said. I'm glad you asked. Today, your ADP is after the day of Pentecost. What happened? What happened after the day of Pentecost? Then we do about power. Mm-hmm. Do about power of God. Jesus told us right there to be endued from on high. After the day of Pentecost, we had a power of God, of Christ living within us, the Holy Spirit, amen. He's our friend, our comforter, amen. He's our guide. He directly give us comfort, give us joy, give us power as well, amen. So we had our power in us as born-again believers, praise God. There was a change that came over them. A change that came over me, praise God. You will never be the same. And a new creation in Christ Jesus, amen. And he said that to them, God, go to Mark, amen. Go to Mark 16, chapter 16, verse 15 to 19. Verse 15 to 19. Think King James Version. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 19. Jesus speaking to the disciples how he was resurrected. He gave them divine instruction for the divine mission at hand, and he gives to us as well. Same instruction. Amen. Go ahead.
Mark 16,
right.
Verses 15 through 19.
Right.
And it reads, and he said unto
Jesus speaking,
go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
That believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Signs shall follow them that believe. Go ahead.
In my name.
In his name.
Not
your name.
Shall they cast out them.
In his name, Jesus' name, not your name. In Jesus' name, your power.
Name.
You do that.
They shall speak with new tongues.
New tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah.
They shall take up serpents.
My God.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Shall not hurt them.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
My God, yes.
And they shall recover.
You got work to do, saint.
So then after the Lord.
Want to read on?
Yeah, we'll go here.
So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, received up into heaven.
My God, my God.
And on the right hand of God.
Right hand of God?
The
right hand of God.
Divine authority.
Amen.
And they went forth and preached everywhere.
What?
They preached everywhere.
At that time, they went forth and preached everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
We got to catch up and do the same. We got to catch up and do, don't we?
Yes, we
go ahead. Go ahead.
Got some work to do, some catching up. And the Lord was working with them.
Yes.
And confirming the word.
Confirming.
With signs.
Signs.
Following.
Following. Amen.
Amen.
Signs following. Amen. Signs following. Amen. Signs following.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Those signs still go on today.
Yes,
it's not just a myth. It's still happening today, praise God. We got over 7 billion people on this planet. Am I understanding? Over 7 billion people on this planet. Had they all heard the gospel? I don't know. But I don't think so. I don't think so. But we got some work to do. Over 7 billion people on this planet. Live today. Had they all heard the gospel? Had they all heard the good news? Jesus Christ, and they all heard that. He died for their sin. God will denounce your parents for all who come to the knowledge of the truth in his word. In Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Amen. everlasting life, praise God. Not through in the other, but through Jesus Christ, everlasting life. Lord, we got some, what is your DNA? What is your divine mission? Right here, this is your divine mission. Just throw that word to you, amen. This is your divine mission. This is an important mission in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in your livelihood, amen. This is your assignment for today. Your divine assignment to the word of God, amen. Your divine assignment. God needs you to choose to accept. You ain't mission impossible. It's your divine assignment. It's a commandment of God. Amen. It's a commandment of God. He gives to us through his people to do. Amen. It's a commandment of God. It's a command. Amen. Amen. It's not for debate. The Great Commission is a command of God according to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. It's a command of God. Amen. It's a command of God. Amen. The acronym for mission. I'm going to share that for you. That's going to wrap things up right now. The acronym for mission on today, your divine assignment, amen. It's a commandment, amen, praise God. M is for messenger. That's who we are. We are representation of Jesus Christ in the earth, amen. Yeah. We are ambassador for Christ. And we say we are. That's true. Amen. That's who we represent, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's how we live from day to day. And ask God to live a holy life, amen, holiness. Amen. Oh, sanctified, set apart, a holy life in Christ Jesus. Amen. And be in prayer, always be a person of prayer. Amen. In our livelihood, to spread the gospel, to spread the word of God. Amen. Use your tongue to spread the word. Okay, who you're around. Use your tongue to live an example for Christ. Amen. Guess who you are. You're a Christian. You're a believer in Christ Jesus, born again believer in Christ Jesus. Amen. And certain things you should have the fruit of the Spirit in you and about you where you are. Amen. You think of these things. Think of the one for love. Think of these things. Your mind, your heart can be renewed from day to day. Amen. Praise God. And you should proceed to do the things of God, the things of the gospel, and share the gospel. Amen. And obey the gospel and teach the gospel wherever you are. Amen. Wherever you are. Okay, moving on. I for instruction. Amen. Instruction in the word of God. Instruction in abiding in Christ, that Christ may abide in you. Amen. That Father instruction of the word of God, the holy word of God. Father, instruction of the things of God from day to day. Ask for salvation. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in other. You're going to be others. For there is none other name under heaven given among the word of God. No other name. But through Jesus Christ, the name of God, Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, but there's no other name. Amen. Praise God. Salvation through God provided for, but through Jesus Christ. Amen. Another S is for source. Source of what? Source of your enablement. God give that to you, a child of God, through your Holy Word, your Holy Spirit. Be filled with his Spirit of God. Through enablement. He give you enablement. He give you source of empowerment. Praise God. He give you strength, courage, boldness. He give that to the child of God. Amen. To do the will he called you to do. He put that in you, amen. That boldness, that Peter had, that boldness to share the word, to share the gospel, amen. He put that in us through. So he's our source, he's our strength, he's our comfort, he's our joy, he's all the what we need. God through Christ Jesus is our source, Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, amen. That's who he is for us. He's that dispensation of that grace and mercy upon our life, praise God, amen. The goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the day, not some day. That favor of God should follow me for a lifetime. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He authenticate and he authorized that to take place through Jesus Christ. It's complete. He's Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. He's Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's already done deal. It's already sealed already in heaven and earth. Okay, next one. Impacting the kingdom of God. Impacting the world for the kingdom of God. Impacting the world, this world for the kingdom of God. 7 billion your people. We've got a lot of impact to do in Christ Jesus. A lot of reasons to do in Christ Jesus. We've got a lot of gospel to share in Christ Jesus. Amen. We've got a lot of work to do. Amen. Always for obedience. Amen. Obedience to the things of God. Obedience to the Lord of the Lord, and King of the Kings. Amen. To the Lordship of your life as a child of God, as your sonship in Christ Jesus, as your worship, as your praise in the things of God. Amen. Our Lordship for the thing. Obedience to that word of God in our life. Amen. And for nations. He said, nation for Christ. to go into all the world, to all the nations of this earth. Jesus said, in Jesus' name, unto the nations of the world, praise God, you go into all the things of God to bring forth salvation to his people, through the word of God, through word, the mouth of the word of our testimony, amen. Somebody saw himself a messenger, I for instructions, S for salvation, S for us, S for source, God, our source, I for impacting the world for the kingdom of God, O for obedience, and N for nation, nation for Christ, going to all nations of the world, globally, going to all nations of the world, different avenues going to all nations of the world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Another thing for you, remember, and I wrap this up, praise God, what are you doing, what are your divine mission, your divine mission, let us stay on mission, let us stay on purpose, and let us stay in prayer. In Jesus' name, I declare to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What is your DM? What is your divine mission, saints? We all have a charge. Elders used to say, a charge to keep, I have, and a God to glorify. What is your DM? Praise God. We thank God for that powerful and anointed word, a reminder from the Holy Spirit for us to focus in on the purpose that God has placed us on this earth for. Many are called, but few are chosen. What is your divine mission? We're all ambassadors. We're ambassadors to the nations. We should be going forth, bringing forth the word of God to the nations in the name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ is soon to return. There is a sense of urgency. Oh, yes, it is. Just as it was when John was on the earth and he was shouting to prepare ye the way of the Lord, well, we should have a shout where we are clarion call to prepare the way for the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is your DM, your divine mission? Praise God. We thank God for that word tonight. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up because we'd like to hear from you. Oh, yes, we will. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. If you'd like to chime into this message tonight, do you have a divine mission? Are you walking worthy of the calling on God on your life? We pray and believe that you are. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up, starting with caller 0400, none other than Mother Pat Gallo. Good evening, Mother Pat. Go right ahead, please.
Good afternoon. Very good words. And I took me some notes, okay?
Now, all right,
you put a question to us. What is your divine mission? And so as I was listening to that, I said, well, Lord, I'm an ambassador,
ambassador,
to represent God. And then
Amen.
I put, can he trust you? Can he trust you to speak what he says? You know, not what you got on the top of your head, but what he saying. And then I say, I'm hearing y'all saying about kids. Are you living in the kingdom lifestyle?
Amen.
God wants us to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Are you living up to it? And then when he has to come here with, what you call it, acronym? So I was messing with it. And I say, M for a messenger, okay? You are a messenger, and you got the instructions for the people. And
yes,
the S instruction is to tell them about salvation. And then the other end, I listen to him, and I say, God is our source. He ain't going to send you out there not prepared to do what
That's
we
right.
said the earlier things, having a message and telling the people about salvation and giving them instructions. And then the other one said, you want to make an impact on God. You don't want to go out there not knowing what you're talking about, or if not knowing what you're talking about, or not living what you're talking about. You see what I'm saying? They used to have a little comic show. What you talking about, Willis? Well, what are you talking about, woman of God? Are you talking about what God say? Are you living what God say? And then the other thing, obedience. I love that.
Amen.
Because I've said many times, I used to tell my children when I was a foster parent, obedience is better than sacrifice. Do you want to sacrifice your mission? No. You want to fulfill. And then the other one he had on the nation. And okay, God has given that mission for us to go through to all nations. And
that's
about me and my little vivid imagination. I've seen all those signs. Those signs say, now hiring. Now hiring. Are we ready to go out? With the divine mission, because he is hiring right now.
Yes.
A lot of work to
be
done. And that's
Amen.
It. I'm very good, Pastor. Very good.
God bless you,
that's
Mother.
It.
Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you so much, Mother Pat. We appreciate that, those words of wisdom and sharing of the comments. Yes, our divine mission, praise God. I love the acronym as well. Minister Manley, praise God. Come on and talk to us tonight. How are you?
Good evening, good evening. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to the pastors this evening, Pastor Lisa, Pastor Jeff. Pastor
Amen.
Jeff, you just showed up and showed out tonight with that DM now.
All right. God.
That was all right. I really like that DM, that our divine mission to be like Jesus Christ, to walk like Jesus, and to do the work of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for that word tonight, Pastor Jasper. We appreciate it so much. You be blessed now.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as well, Minister Manley. Thank you so much. Praise God. Is there another that would like to share in this message tonight? We've got a divine mission. Oh, yes, we must be about the Father's business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, in the name of Jesus, we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out, but we certainly will not close it out without giving the Haitian. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is an opportunity for you to make his acquaintance, praise God. We thank God and give him all the glory. Then you will have and be able to know what your divine mission is. Yes, as Pastor Jasper says, so you can stay on mission, stay on purpose, and stay, come on, give it to him, and stay in prayer, praise God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, died for your sins. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, all you have to do is just pray a simple prayer. As it states in Romans 10:9-10, he says that all you just come to him, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believing that God raised him from the dead. Just say, Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you. I am a sinner. And Lord, I know that you came to this earth and that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And Lord, I ask you to come into my life and save me. Cover me by your precious shed blood. And I thank you. And I give you the praise if you come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And you mean it with all your heart. The word of God tells us that all you have to do is seek him and you will find him. If you knock, the door will be open. He's standing there with his arms open wide, our Heavenly Father, waiting to receive you. And so if you prayed that simple prayer and you meant it with your heart, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. You are saved. And yes, you have a divine mission, as Pastor Jasper shared, to go ye into all the world and tell somebody and somebodies about the living Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. We give God all the praise tonight. We thank God for, again, for you tuning in. Praise the Lord. And we pray that you go forth this week. Be reminded of your mission. Make it a purpose and a point to tell somebody this week about the Lord. That you may be the only Jesus that they will see. So tell them about the Lord. Tell them about the goodness of God. Tell them about salvation in Jesus Christ. Truly is the only way to our Heavenly Father. We give God all the praise tonight. Thank you so much again for tuning in. May God bless and keep watch over, prosper each and every one of you. And we thank God and give him all the praise. Have a wonderful night. And to God be all the glory. We love you now. God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
Listen. He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm
broken.
I am. know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Victory. There will be victory. I'm
certain. That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Dorothy.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Able to speak at all, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or I can only imagine.
He does. He's over.